is the theme to WGN-TV Chicago Best, and joining me live in studio, which I love live in studio, because you're still the only guy that I've had in studio over the last year.
I feel special.
Bambara. But, you know, you work here. You work for Nexstar, so it's kind of okay for you to be here, but I haven't seen anyone. I've been talking to everybody on the phone for, well, we all have, I guess.
Zoom and phone and text and email is pretty standard.
Yeah.
Having said that, I see you infrequently. I know we try to connect and go to a restaurant a couple of months ago, and that never worked because of our schedules. But can I just say to people listening at home that Dave Plyer has lost a lot more weight. He's looking very, very
sexy.
I didn't know what word I could. I guess what time is it? It's 8:30 on
Did
a Friday
night.
Did you
drink first?
I've got two drinks here, neither of which are alcoholic, but maybe that's my problem. Maybe I don't need alcoholic
drinks. I think that's a big problem, that you don't have any, there's no cocktails in here.
I didn't know what I was more shocked about, the weight loss with you or the flip-flops with the toes poking out.
I'm just being casual.
Very casual.
Grace, get us a drink, would you please?
Hey, you know what? I was going to wear shorts here today, and I thought, you know, I can't do that. That
doesn't feel,
it feels a little bit underdressed, and then I see you in your flip-flops with your naked toes looking at
but
me.
But I've got jeans on. I've got a polo shirt on. I mean, I'm comfortable. It's summer.
You got dad chic going on with the flip flop, especially with like Father's Day coming up. Have they got anything planned for you, by the way? They don't anything nice?
Yeah, we're gonna go up north and go boat and hang out. This is the funny thing. Like, we always there's always somebody we run into up there and everything. We said we're just gonna kind of segregate ourselves and disappear so that it is just our family.
That's
so
nice.
So that's what I'm excited about.
I like that.
With you.
Are you bringing the flip flops? Can you boat in those flip-flops? Is it safe?
Mm-hmm. They do get stuck in the pier.
Okay.
And then you trip and you fall, and it's kind of an embarrassing mess. And then you are a dad.
But it doesn't matter because you look sexy. Because you can pull it off. Sexy people can pull off one flip-flops and two falling over.
Do you know that...
No, probably not.
We got a puppy.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
First dog I've ever owned.
Did you get it from a rescue?
And I did not, but you're involved with one tail at a time.
I am, as well as many others.
It is a little puppy. It is a miniature poodle. And we've been talking about this for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we watched, seriously, like, there's really great videos on what it's like to own a dog and the responsibility, especially for my youngest son at 8, my daughter. Like, we really gave this was not going to be a pandemic dog. Like, there were so many, and then they were returned and stuff.
Don't stop me on that.
Yeah, I know. That's true, right? Yeah. Though everyone was bored, so they got a dog, but that's not why you get a dog, because you're bored and you're stuck in your house. Right. So, it's adorable. I have allergic reactions to cats, and so there's no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog.
We discussed this off the air many times. Anyone listening, there is no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog.
Might be less, you know, because of hair shedding and all that other stuff, but it's a poodle, so they say hypoallergenic, whatever. I have no issues with the hair. As soon as this little puppy, like, licks my face, I am wilting all over my skin, my neck, my arms. And guess who's not leaving? The puppy.
Right.
I will be leaving.
Because the kids are now super attached.
Oh, my God. We all are. And, you know, my daughter's getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, she was crying. So I went and got her. Like, they're in. Like, they get it. You know, my 8-year-old's picking up poop. He doesn't care. He's like, you know, he'll just grab it with his hand and throw it.
I'm trying to guess whether the dog's called Rizzo or Brian or Wrigley or...
Daisy.
Daisy. Okay. I would have thought... I'm shocked because I would have thought, well, you guys, because you're such big Cubs fans, I would have thought...
No, it was more Alex and Emma that, you know, they said, we got to see the picture first. They said, when we were born, you said you guys looked at the pictures first and said, what should we call them? Uh-huh. We wanted to see their face. She's a Daisy. Okay, fine. But it's just the pain of, I mean, literally, I welt up my entire neck, my entire face. And I'm on medication. I was actually just went on medication a couple of days ago. Like, one of the strongest things they told me that I could get for this. Not doing a thing.
Kids, if you're listening to your dad, you might want to up the stakes on those Father's Day gifts for your dad, Dave, because he's going through literal pain, so you can keep this dog.
I'm going to die.
You're going to get a hazmat suit? Maybe you could just wear that around the house.
She's adorable, and she's very sweet and loving. I just cannot, I got to like hold her like a bomb, like a 2 feet away from me.
Dogs make the world a better place and make humans better people.
Yeah,
typically, not always, but
I like that.
They bring so much joy and happiness and unconditional love to you.
Yeah, I agree.
Flip flops or not.
So, Soldier Field might be the only place that the only sports team that could be playing there is your Chicago
Fire.
Chicago Sting. Oh yeah, it's a fire.
Chicago's thing.
Sting.
It's the local sports team that everyone's talking about. It's the Chicago Things. They combine all sports.
Sting.
The Chicago Sting. Oh, the Sting's a little bit. Yeah, but it could well be. I don't know if the Bears are playing this as a negotiation tactic, but I am all for changing Soldier Field into a purely soccer destination. It would be beautiful.
There's no question when you see shots from like the networks going over Soldier Field and seeing the city and the lake, it's beautiful, but it shouldn't be about the experience and it's kind of rough, you know. Mm-hmm. it's not the best, but this whole, well, you can't, I think Mayor Lightfoot said you can't call this the Chicago Bears if you move to Arlington Heights. Yes, you can.
Yeah,
there's no rules around that. And can I tell you, I pulled this because I wanted to do the research just to see if I was right.
The Fire were in Bridgeview for like 10 years.
Hello. The Los Angeles Rams and Chargers play in Inglewood. The Giants and the Jets play in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
How dare they?
The San Francisco 49ers play in Santa Clara, California.
And there's not even 49 of them.
The Las Vegas Raiders play in Paradise. Dallas Cowboys play in Arlington. The Washington football team plays in Landover. The Miami Dolphins play in Miami Gardens. The Bills play in Orchard Park, New York. So don't tell me they're not going to be called the Arlington Park Bears. They're going to be called the Chicago Bears.
This has upset you a little bit, Dave.
It has, because as much as I think it's a little bit of a tactic too, they can create something amazing out there. But the mayor can't say, well, you can't call yourself what? Yes, you can.
I mean, guys, call in the hot takes on what the Bears should be called if they move out to Arlington. Dave and I want your calls. What's the number here?
312-981-7200.
We're talking Chicago Bears for the next 2 hours leading into
Are
the
we?
New...
Wait, no,
we're not.
Tom no? says okay. No. He's waving
I have
down.
No control. Someone needs to get a handle on me.
Yeah,
I'm not in control
so.
Of this show.
Well, I can't. I can just turn you off right here. See? I just turned your back off.
Okay. That's fair enough.
I'm happy to talk about it. I just love being in here with you.
I have full control.
I'm just happy to be in here with you.
All right, we're going
to
hit the news. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about ice cream and much more. And I have some trivia questions for you, by the
way. I'm excited about that.
All right, good. We'll see how that goes. Talking ice cream, it's Dave Plyer with Elliot Bambra from WGN-TV Chicago Best. Live in studio, because I can say that because you're the only guy that ever comes and sees me live in studio. I'm hoping that opens up now.
Whoa.
Let me turn you on.
Okay. See, well, thank you.
I told you I have control about that.
I would hope so.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. And
it's nice to be here.
Summer, obviously, ice cream. It's almost like the hot dog stand. Like everyone has their favorite hot dogs because it's probably in their neighborhood and that's where they grew up and that's what they grew up with. Same with pizza, whatever. Mm-hmm. Ice cream's kind of that same way, isn't it?
It does have that feel. It's that nostalgic memories of when you're a kid, when your parents or your grandparents are taking you somewhere. And I fully appreciate that. It's something to embrace. It's not something that, you know, you can even try and disattach someone from, like their love for a certain place. Don't even bother.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to like hot dogs and ice cream.
But I will hit a specific destination for pizza, for hot dogs that isn't in my area because I know it's good. But I think I really do that for ice cream because I just enjoy that experience in the summer. And I want to find, a lot of these places are old fashioned. They're cool. They're retro. And
right.
I just want to do something different, especially now.
Yeah, especially now with more people getting vaccinated and the restrictions lifting up.
Yeah.
You know, people want to go outside and do stuff. So making familiar stops at places that bring you happiness to remind you of normalcy is never a bad thing. And
no.
When you add ice cream to the equation, then there's guaranteed smiles.
Rainbow Cone, Southside, has a new place in Lombard. They have food trucks now.
I saw that the other day.
Yeah.
I did see Mike Jensen, one of the weather guys at WGN TV. He was out with his daughter and I saw that he stopped at the Rainbow Cone. I was like, oh man, he must be on the south side. And then I saw it was the truck and I was like, oh man, they've got a truck now. That's dangerous for me.
But you think of these old classic restaurants or businesses that are out there. Let me take a little glass of water. And like been around for 60 years and they've never thought about doing this before and expanding their reach a little bit.
In some respects, I feel like there's the old head on me that's like, no, stick to the way it should be done. And then there's the other part of me that's like, you got to move with the times. And I think there's no better way, because I'm sure there's plenty of kids out there who've never experienced Rainbow Cone before and never going to get their way out to Beverly. So why not bring it to them? And obviously it's an opportunity for these businesses to expand. And after last year, especially with the hardships they went through, why not? Good on them.
It's a great brand name. I mean, it's very familiar in Chicago, but one place. And I love that they're doing North Side and South Side. Now, what other favorites do you have from the ice cream perspective?
Well, still actually, actually, funnily enough, one of the places we visited recently, which is next episode, our summer favorites episode, Primo's in Oak Lawn. It's been there again for like 50, 60 years. Real old school spot, small heart, window ordering. They do have an inside section as well. But they also do some really good burgers. But one of the things they have on their menu, which I love, is their funnel cake sundae. Oh. And that's two things that speak summer to me.
Primo's, P-R-E-M-O-S.
P-R-E-O-M hyphen S, okay. Primo's ice cream.
Gotcha.
Funnel cake to me signals the start of summer. That's like a rallying cry.
Fairs and yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Carnivals and broken teeth from going on dodgy rides that throw you off. And they put the funnel cake as their base for a sundae, so it comes with all the traditional fixings on top with ice cream and whipped cream, cherries, nuts, and fudge and caramel and all that kind of good stuff. And it's just a great old school space. You go there on any hot given summer day and you'll see a line of people outside, and it's great family that owns it, full of tradition and just very nostalgic.
Primo's in Oak Lawn.
Oak Lawn. On 95th Street.
Pretty cool ice cream. I think we've talked about this place before. Have you been?
I have been.
Oh.
Yeah, I love that place. It's great, great inventive
Logan
ice cream.
Square.
Yeah, in Logan Square. And they're the same team that own Bang Bang Pie.
Yeah, but I mean, they're dipping these just amazing bars. So it's all ice cream bars. And there's one they do for 4th of July, and I hope they have it this year, that has Pop Rocks on it. So it's creating that firework type of thing. It is amazing. And of course, I can't really, I will have a bite now. Because I would have
new Dave has just a bite.
I would have gone there.
He just wants to smell it.
I would have grabbed a bunch for the family and then eaten three on the way home.
Yeah.
And now I can't do that anymore. Another classic place, of course, in Chicago is Margie's Candies.
Can't beat it.
But Scooters on Belmont, have you been?
Scooters is great. They do frozen custard.
Yeah.
That's a super awesome spot. Very, very popular, which actually leads me on nicely to one of my other ones, which is in Edgewater called Lickety Split.
Oh, yeah.
That's another frozen custard place. Really cool.
Old school?
Not so much. Well, they got old school candy in there.
Stuff.
They have lots of really cool old school candy. But one of my favorite things there are their concretes. And they do this thing called a crazy concrete where they have fresh cupcakes and stuff. So when you order a crazy concrete, you can pick a cupcake that goes blended into it. You pick different toppings.
A fresh cupcake. That's cool though. Yeah.
And they blend it into the concrete with the frozen custard and all the different sauces and flavors. And it's just an outrageous calorie fun summer thing to do.
That sounds great.
It's so awesome.
Homer's ice cream in Wilmette.
Homer's in Wilmette. Went there for the show about 4 years ago. Family owned for about, I think they've been open since 1935.
Oh, love that.
They ship ice cream all over the country. It's made fresh in-house, and they legit use real fruit in their ice cream, and their ice cream just packs and punches so much flavor.
Was Plush Horse one of yours? Payless Park?
Not one of my suggestions, but I love them. I was actually there.
Okay, good.
One of our dogs had their birthday, my eldest girl, Georgie. Georgie, if you're listening, love you. She had her 7th birthday, and we always do lots of fun things for our dogs. So we stopped off at the Plush Horse to grab some ice cream there. I love their malts. I'm a big malt nut, so a chocolate malt is always a great indication for me if a place is good. And Plush Horse's ice cream is good, but their malts are stupendous.
Do they have doggy ice cream?
We just get them soft serve, and they have a little. We split like a kid's portion between them because they get other treats throughout the day on birthdays. So they love it.
You know, we talked about every neighborhood has their place. There's a lot of Dairy Queens out there that are just legendary that have been there since the 60s or 50s. So, you know, Josh, that was one of his first jobs working there. There's a place called The Freeze on West Armitage. Have you ever been there?
I've not been there, but I know it.
It's a little shack. It was a Tasty Freeze, which was another chain before, but it just is so old school, throwback 1960s to me. It's a favorite. What else you got?
For the ice cream ones, I only had four, but I mean, we can...
Scoops in Bridgeport.
I love Scoops in Bridgeport. All these places are owned by great families. I feel like that's a prerequisite, so I don't even need to say it, but Scoops is great. They do all their waffle cones hand rolled, so when you go there, it's something that's been made on the premises.
Nice.
Great frozen chocolate covered bananas, and they do a whole range of stuff. It's really great.
But that's your thing on Chicago's Best. I mean, you're introducing us, and I so wish more people would just, when they're coming to the city, not go to the chains and stuff, is discover these little neighborhood places, because that's how I've discovered a lot of the restaurants that I've gone to is from your show.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, these restaurants that have had the worst 18 months of most businesses, I know everyone suffered, but they're the cornerstone of neighborhoods. They employ people in the neighborhoods. They really have a huge impact, and people should go out and support them. And, you know, if without wanting to promote the show, if people want to check out ChicagosBestTV.com, they can go to, you know, we've been to thousands of restaurants and thousands of ice cream stops, that those kind of places. So people can put it in and see if they want to check it out. And we basically take them into the place without having to open up the front door. Because I know people, you know, money is tight, and you want to make sure you're spending it where you're comfortable, yeah, and where you know what you're getting. So that's why people go to the chains, why they go to the places they know. But open the door, check out a neighborhood spot, and go and check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking about Rainbow Cone doing the food trucks, and I want to pivot to that a little bit because I see him a lot more out there recently, which is awesome. One of my favorites, one of your favorites, is Happy Lobster. Like, if I see that truck, man, I'm stopping and I'm grabbing, right? Yeah. Tom's shaking his head. Absolutely.
Tom's shaking his head? Mm-hmm. Can we just acknowledge Tom's awesome baseball cap, by the way? The old school,
yeah,
old style, like, friendly confines. That's really awesome. Yeah, Happy Lobster. I don't know who defines how happy the lobsters are. I don't think the lobsters particularly happy. Yeah, they're upset. They actually get the lobster flown in from Maine. It comes from the area.
Wow.
So the lobster is legit.
So it's not from here.
It's not Lake Michigan lobster. Although Lake Michigan lobster is fantastic this time of year.
Are you serious?
No, I'm joking. There's no lobsters.
What are you talking about?
Dave actually took me seriously for a second.
I did.
There.
I got lost.
Yeah, they do a wonderful lobster roll. It doesn't go to the whole hog of putting it on a lobster roll. It comes in a brioche bun, from memory.
So good.
But it's still fantastic. I mean, eating off a food truck, you're gonna get messy, so the last thing you kind of really want is to put it on a traditional lobster roll. But yeah, Happy Lobster Truck, phenomenal.
There's a few things on here I've never heard of before. So Sticks and Noodles, tell me about that.
Sticks and Noodles are a Filipino food truck. They mainly do a lot of the Western burbs. We were shooting with them recently out in Huntley. So they're just introducing people to Filipino food. I know some people, you know, have this hang up about, you know, how spicy is something? How much is it going to be too hot for me? They're really knowledgeable. They cook everything on the truck. Beautiful flavors, very aromatic, like you'd expect from Asian cuisine, and Filipino food is tremendous. So there's like five or six people working on this food truck. It's incredible watching them work on there.
Wow.
But the food is delightful. People should really check it out.
Donerman
serves up what you would consider like classic Turkish or German street food. So a doner kebab is similar in part to what people would have with a gyro here from like a Greek food spot. It has that same kind of setup with the shaved meat off a spit inside a pita with some vegetable toppings and some sauce. But it's traditionally lamb. But these guys do a vegetarian one, a vegan one, a nice chicken one. They have curry fries. They do bratwurst as well. Really fun truck and really great guys who run that truck.
We've talked about Fat Shallot before.
Fat Shallot's one of the OGs. That was my second ever episode on
really?
Chicago's Best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those guys, and they've now got brick and mortar store as well.
Oh,
they've got a second truck to go along to complement the Fat Shallot, but they do some killer sandwiches, a pastrami sandwich, you know, good fries as well. And just again, one of the original food trucks in Chicago from like 8, 9, 10 years ago.
There's a lot of pierogi ones too. Pierogi Wagon, maybe.
Pierogi Wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few pierogi wagons. There's a few empanada wagons.
I know.
Handful of taco trucks.
The Roost has a food truck, which I didn't know. Did the food truck come first, or was it the
food truck was first, and then the brick and mortar came after?
Yeah, I love that place.
It's superb.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Elliot Bambert from I'm having a little trouble here.
You are
WGN TV Chicago's Best. Could you, Grace? Where's the bourbon? For God's sake,
we didn't get a drink in here.
Let me try that again. All right. So Elliot Bambert from WGN TV's Chicago's Best. I've got some trivia, and it's not trivia to test so much your knowledge, but to share knowledge with our listeners a little bit about some unique things about Chicago. And maybe I'll ask you some questions too. We'll figure it out.
And also, you're smart enough to remember I have no knowledge of anything.
This is why I'm going to win. All right, it's Dave Plyer and Elliot Bambert from WGN TV Chicago's Best. I've got some trivia questions here. And, you know, I could look like the smartest guy in the room here because I'm asking the questions and I have the answers in front of me. And that's usually what most game show hosts do.
Okay.
They look intelligent as heck. You know, it's Alex Trebek. He looked like he was the smartest man on the planet, but he was really, I mean,
you have the answers in front of you.
Yeah, the answers in front of him. So I know a couple of these you're going to get out right off the bat. So I'm going to start with number one. You ready?
Hang on.
Pull it together. We might need some match game music, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom might need some match game music. All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
1971, Richard Millman founded Let Us Entertain You Enterprises with the opening of which restaurant? RJ Grunts, Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab, L. Woods.
RJ Grunts.
Absolutely.
Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, bing, bing. Yep.
Wait, but by the way, what do I win if I get a certain percentage right? Is there a cash prize? Is there something I have to claim taxes on?
I have invited you out to dinner in the last few weeks.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do that, and I'll buy it. Okay. There we go. The restaurants and cafeterias catering to workers and shoppers near Madison and Clark Street at the turn of the century became known as Foodland, Restaurant Row, or Toothpick Alley.
I'm going to take an educated guess at Restaurant Row.
No, it was Toothpick Alley.
I didn't finish. If you'd have let me finish my sentence, I was going to say, I'm going to take an educated guess at Restaurant Row, but that would be wrong because it's Toothpick Alley, was what I was going to say.
Uh-huh.
You got another one. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, you got another one.
Okay.
Which iconic seventh-floor Chicago restaurant was the first to open in a department store? First restaurant in a department store. Was it the Walnut Room, the Signature Room, or Heaven on 7?
It's, what's the first one again?
The Walnut Room.
Walnut Room, yeah.
Yes, it was Marshall Field's, now Macy's. It was opened in 1905.
Thank you. Also, thank you for that right answer, Juan, Tom. That's awesome.
Well, we wanted to give you some confidence here.
Thank you.
All right. Which hotel was home to Chicago's first upscale restaurant? Was it the Palmer House, the Drake, or the Lake House Hotel? Now, I wouldn't have known this answer.
Well, I'm going to guess the Palmer House purely because of its association with the Brownie and the desire to be like...
The Lake House Hotel opened in 1836 along the Chicago River, where the Wrigley building stands today. So it was fancy because they had menu cards, napkins, and toothpicks.
Toothpick Alley.
Toothpick Alley.
Toothpick Alley. So I've got two right and two wrong?
Yes, you did.
Two for two. That's not bad.
Which Chicago restaurant, we're talking about Check Please now, different show, but restaurant show.
Okay.
Which restaurant did then-Senator Barack Obama claim was his favorite during a 2001 appearance on Check Please? Was it Zia's Trattoria, Dixie Kitchen, or Le Bouchon? Is that what it is?
I think it's pronounced Le Bouchon, yeah. Those are the choices.
Mm-hmm.
Could I have them again, just quickly?
Zia's Trattoria, Dixie's Kitchen, Le Bouchon.
I think it's Le Bouchon.
It was Dixie's Kitchen.
Really?
And here's something really funny, is I was on the episode after Barack Obama.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so searching
that. It's up there. I did Kiefer's Steakhouse. Let's see here. Because we only have a couple more minutes.
Dave, by the way, everyone, Dave's picking the easy ones because he knows that my fragile ego has been dented.
Which sports figure did not open a restaurant in Chicago with his name? Restaurant, not a bar.
Okay.
Restaurant.
Okay.
Mike Ditka, Michael Jordan, Walter Payton, or Harry Carey?
Walter Payton.
Yes, it was because it was a bar.
Yeah, he had a bar in Arlington Heights, was it?
Yeah. Well, there was also one downtown, too.
Right. Do I get an extra point for Arlington Heights?
Bar.
Where the rest? No, but these guys are so tough on me.
Tom,
I'm
what do
guest.
We got? What do we got left? 1 minute? What do we have? Okay. What tavern is famous for both its cheeseburgers and its curse on the Chicago Cubs? The Cubby Bear, Mother's...
Billy Goat.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Why are they all easy ones, Dave?
Well, I just wanted to give you a little something here. Using a celery... Okay, is this true or false? Using a celery stick to garnish a Bloody Mary originated in the 1960s at Chicago's Ambassador East. An unnamed celebrity got a Bloody Mary but had no swizzle stick to stir it, so he grabbed a stalk of celery from the relish tray and served it. True or false?
I believe that to be true.
It is absolutely true.
What is can I get Bing, please?
Yeah, hello.
Thank you.
This is the last question. What is the oldest still operating bar or pub in Chicago? Is it Schaller's Pump, Marge's Still, or the Berghoff?
Well, Schaller's is closed.
It did close in 2017.
And I'm pretty sure from my recollection that the Berghoff...
Marge's Still,
it's
1885,
Marge's?
But the Berghoff was right after that. Marge's Still in Old Town.
Funny thing about those places is that when they call up to renew their license, their liquor license, people don't understand because they got like single-digit numbers.
Berghoff is one.
One, right.
Number one. Elliot Bambra and... Oh, wait, here's the last question.
Okay.
What time and day does WGN TV's Chicago's Best air?
There we go. Sundays at 10:30 p.m.
Boom. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.